Welcome to it, the next edition of Try Talk SA, coming to you from a very rainy Johannesburg. I'm actually starting to think if my drive to work this afternoon is going to be wetsuit legal. It just might well be, actually. My name's Brad Brown. It's good to be with you. Thank you for taking the time to download this podcast, and also a huge thank you for all the feedback from last week's Try Talk SA. What an amazing chat that was. It seems you loved it too. My chat with David Tate, who went from 215 kilograms to completing an Ironman 70.3. So if you missed that, go back and listen to it. It is an incredibly inspiring story. What is stopping you? That's the question I ask. Today, we've got a cool story to share with you as well. One of my favorite guests, she's Thinker. I've had her on the podcast probably three times now already. But she's made a big decision in her international triathlon career. She's decided to call it a day. So I thought we'd get on just to chat a little bit about that career and what's next on the cards for Kate Roberts. Don't forget, if you want to get in touch, you can pop me an email, podcast@trytalksa.co.za. You can also tweet us at trytalksa. And you can like us on Facebook as well. We're active there too. Just look us up. Just go to facebook.com/trytalksa. Let's get straight into this week's show. She's been an amazing servant of triathlon in South Africa. She's a double Olympian and she's also a Commonwealth Games silver medalist. It's wonderful to be able to welcome back onto the show Kate Roberts. Kate, welcome. Thank you for your time today and always great to catch up.
Cool. Thanks, Brad. Yeah, it's really nice to catch up and yeah, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Well, in Perth at the moment, in Australia, taking a bit of a break before the festive season. Big announcement a couple of weeks ago, Kate, you've decided to call it quits as far as being a pro.
Yes, I have. It's, you know, it's been a decision that's been brewing for quite some time now. And I just decided, you know, this was the right time to announce it and just to, you know, just to make to get some closure on my career and, you know, to move on to the next phase of my life.
Kate, it's been an amazing career. I mean, I chat to so many sort of South African sports stars, and I can safely say out of everyone I've spoke to, you're probably one of the most proudly South African athletes I've had any dealings with. It doesn't matter where you are, who you're chatting with. You're just so proud of being South African, and you've flown the flag on behalf of all of us over the years so well. You've had an amazing career. You mentioned growing up as a little girl, you dreamt of going to the Olympics, and you've managed to do that twice. You've also won yourself a Commonwealth Games silver medal now as well. Looking back, are you pretty satisfied that you've left it all out there, that there's nothing left for you to do?
Yeah, I am. You know, that's the reason I'm calling it a day. I just feel, you know, I've reached the best days of my career, and it's been a wonderful journey, and you know, I am really proud of what I've done. And if I look back, you know, I look back with fond memories And I know I gave it 100%, you know, I know I put everything into that dream, and, you know, I look back and I just don't think I can carry on doing it at that type of, you know, level. You know, I've realized my motivation isn't quite what it used to be. And for to be at that level, you have to be 100% motivated, you know, otherwise you'll just get spat out the back. So, you know, I came to realize that, you know, I was hoping maybe I could push for my third Olympics, but, you know, by the end it became pretty clear that, you know, that the motivation wasn't there. And, you know, if I did go, it was, you know, it was going to be a big ask in terms of me getting qualified. And then, you know, whether I could be a good contender on the day at the Olympics was, you know, another big ask. So I realized my best days were behind me. And, you know, like I said, I gave it 100%, you know, I invested everything into that career. So I look back and I know these, you know, I left nothing out there, and you know, I'm really pleased, and yeah, I'm really excited for the next phase of my career, and you know, and to continue with triathlon in terms of, you know, coaching and giving back. So I definitely won't be lost to the sport, but in terms of a professional career, you know, I feel that, you know, I've given it everything, and you know, now it's time to move on.
Kate, we'll talk about what's next, the next chapter for you. But looking back at this past season, would you say 2014's been one of your best years? I mean, that Commonwealth Games silver was amazing. After that, you followed it up with a great performance in London as well.
Yeah, it was a sort of a solid year for me. You know, I mean, I was injured this year, which was, you know, something that, you know, I'd never had before. So, you know, it was a year where I really had to challenge myself. to get fit again for the Commonwealth Games, you know, because that was my goal, is to get to Commonwealth Games this year, and you know, to end my career on Commonwealth Games, you know, and then if I wanted to carry on to reassess after Commonwealth Games. So everything was geared towards Commonwealth Games, and you know, the injury came along, you know, I feared that I might not be able to get there, but you know, fortunately I qualified for the games, and then you know, everything went into the preparation for the game. So I was really proud of myself for coming out of that. You know, I was in a bit of a deep dark hole when I got injured for 3 months. So, you know, it was testing times for me as an athlete. And yeah, I was pleased that I managed to get myself out of that. You know, but it was a big ask, you know, to come out of that and prepare, and you know, to get over the injury. It wasn't just getting over the injury physically. It was a big mental ask, you know, for me to get myself ready for Commonwealth Games. And you know, I desperately wanted to get there, I desperately wanted to do well, and you know, especially in the mixed team relay, so you know, I wanted to be part of it so badly. So you know, I threw everything into it, and you know, I'm just so happy that it all came together on that day, and you know, each and every one of us played our part on that day, you know, and coming back with that silver medal was certainly the highlight of my career. And it was just a brilliant day in my life, and one I'll certainly remember for the rest of my life and cherish for the rest of my life.
How amazing is that event, though, that mixed team relay? Triathlon often, particularly, maybe not so much on the ITU circuit where there is drafting and that sort of thing, but triathlon is a very solitary sport and you're on your own much, but it must be pretty cool to be part of a team and part of a team event like that.
Yeah, you know, it was just such a success. You know, people afterwards said, you know, it was just so fantastic to watch. It was just so spectator friendly. And I definitely think it's going to be such a big event moving forward. You know, sadly, it won't be in the 2016 Olympics. But hopefully, you know, they're saying it's definitely going to be in the 2020 Olympics and obviously moving forward. So, you know, it's just such an exciting format of, you know, of the sport. And I just think that level, you know, that is that format of triathlon is just going to grow and grow and grow and just gets more exciting. And what's so wonderful about it is that it's male and female competing on the same platform, you know. So it's, I don't really think any other sport, you know, has that type of format, you know. So it made it really exciting, and yeah, people just came back with such good reviews about it. And you know, ITU were just so happy that, you know, that the Commonwealth Games hosted this mixed format relay. And yeah, they're saying that, you know, from 2020 it's definitely going to be in the Olympics, and you know, that's really exciting for us in South Africa, and you know, something that we can really work towards medals in those years.
Kate, looking back at your career, I mean, when you started in triathlon, the sport is radically different to what it is today. I mean, it was a very small niche sport when you started. It's now exploded globally. I mean, it's a totally different... what would you say is the biggest change that you've seen from when you started to now calling it quits?
You know, that's actually a very good question, because when I competed in the 5150 in Germiston last weekend, the biggest difference that I noticed, you know, from the beginning of my career is the number of females taking part, which is absolutely awesome. You know, when I competed, there was, you know, when I first started out, there were very few females racing in the sport, and you know, it was a very, you know, very small field, maybe 10 girls on the start line. And now, you know, there's just so many girls racing, and it's just so wonderful to see the amount of women competing in triathlon. And yeah, you know, that to me was, you know, watching that 5150 was just, you know, so remarkable and so awesome. And yeah, you know, moving forward is something, you know, I believe that, you know, in South Africa we really have the talent, and you know, the men are really coming to the party. But I feel, you know, as a female, we desperately need women to come forward. You know, so that will be something that I really want to work towards, is, you know, making sure that there are females in the next Olympics, you know, from 2016, 2020, 2024. So, you know, I'd really like to give back to, especially to females, and to encourage them to come and, you know, compete and, you know, and race and get them to the Olympics. And yeah, that will definitely be part of my goals moving forward.
Kate, you mentioned the guys, and you spot on. I mean, we've got some amazing, amazing youngsters coming through, and I think particularly on that ITU circuit, you think of someone like Richard Murray, who's just done amazingly, and then Henry Schumann, who's just burst onto the scene, and there's some other youngsters coming through, a guy like Vian Sulvalt, who's a former junior world champion. The men's side of the sport in South Africa is looking very, very bright. There are a couple of good young girls coming through as well, and you say that you don't want to be lost to the sport, you want to give something back. What's next on the cards for Kate Roberts?
As I said, I don't want to be lost to the sport. I want to keep giving back, and I feel that I've really been able to gain so much experience over the past few years, at international level. And if I had to walk away from that, I just don't feel I'll give back. So my intentions are of possibly hosting and holding an academy at the High Performance Centre in Pretoria next year, and my focus will be solely on junior triathletes and encouraging them, to be world-class athletes and to give them all my experience that I've learned over the years and, to give them the skills-based knowledge that they need, which especially, that's what juniors need. And just to, to coach them to a world-class level so that when they do get to an international level, it's not, the gap isn't as big. And, I can sort of give them all that I've learned over the years. And, because I felt that was one thing, that I really struggled with. I got to a certain level in South Africa, and then once I went to international level, it was just such a big gap, gap for me to get there, and it was just really hard, and it took me a long time, to internationally reach a certain level and to be good internationally. So if I can bridge that gap for the juniors so that when they do get to international level, that's not such a big, thing for them to be there, and they feel that they can belong there, and they know what they're up against and all of that. So, that'll be my big goal moving forward. And like I said, especially with females, we have a very good, healthy male system at the moment. And, there are a lot of juniors that are very, very talented. But, I feel that females need a different type of coaching to males. And as I said, I'd like to give them my experience moving forward.
Kate, as far as sort of life after triathlon, sport has obviously been such a major part of your life for so long. Growing up at school, you were very sporty. You went to a great sporting school in Bloemfontein, UNISA. You've made a living out of sport for the last decade or so. You're obviously still going to stay active. Will you still be doing the odd race? You're going to keep running, cycling? What's the sort of plan from an athletic point of view for Kate Roberts from here?
Obviously I really want to still keep active. I've given triathlon such a big, such a lot of my time over the last however many years. So I definitely think in 2015, I'll definitely take a break from triathlon. I don't see myself going long. I just don't have that drive and motivation to continue in the sport, doing the structured training of swim, cycle, run. So, I want to change things up a bit. And, I've always had a big passion for running since a very young age. And, I'd like to, to get into running, possibly trail running. I'm not entirely sure if that will be my niche, but I'm going to give it a go because it's so popular in South Africa at the moment. My dream has always been to run a Comrades. I want to be able to run a good marathon time, a good 10K time. So running is going to be the key, the sort of goal for next year. And, because it's not as time consuming as triathlon, it'll allow me to do other things, like coach and mentor and just, give back to triathlon. In terms of triathlon, I'm not saying I'm not going to ever come back to triathlon because, they say I might not like just running. I'd love to be able to do an Ironman one day and a 70.3, but, doing it as a professional is not something that I really have in mind for right now. In mind, I have, to give back to the ITU level of triathlon, and that will mean coaching and mentoring the youngsters coming through.
And having the odd sleep in on a Saturday or Sunday morning.
Exactly. I think the biggest thing for me that I've realized, I've given so much to the sport, and I haven't, since I've left school, it's just been triathlon, and I really haven't been able to lead a normal life. I really haven't been able to have a lot of balance in my life, and that's something that I'd like to strive for next year, just to have a little bit more balance, to be able to attend that odd braai, to be able to sleep in on a Saturday if need be, to be able to, to go to movies with a friend or a coffee catch up and not have to stress about getting to the next training session. My goal next year is to strive for more balance in my life, and to give back to the sport. And I'd really like to put all that commitment and energy, into giving back and mentoring for next year. So that's definitely my goals moving forward.
Kate, I'm not sure if you can recall that the first time we met, it was in Bloemfontein, and it was at a Comrades Talk, and you've mentioned it already here today, saying that it's on your bucket list. You'd love to run a Comrades. Are you ready to nail your colours to the mast? When are you looking at doing this Comrades, Kate?
Yeah, well, I'd like to give it a good go, see what, how good I can, if I can run a Comrades time. And, my folks ran the Comrades. So growing up, it's always been, it's been prominent in our household. My brothers run it. So, yeah, it's definitely something that I'm definitely going to do. I'm not sure what time I'd go for, but, if I do it, it'll be something that I will put a lot of energy and, commitment and motivation into. So, I'd have to really speak to Lindsay, and he'd have to really coach me well so we could get a good time out of it. Maybe I wouldn't say next year. I would need a proper base, of running training. So maybe 2016, 2017, I can look at running a good Comrades time. So excited for that.
And you want to sleep in a bit next year, Kate. You don't want to have to be worrying about waking up early to train for Comrades next year.
Next year's that year of balance, Maybe after that I won't like some balance in my life. I want to go back to the structured eat, sleep, train. And 2016, 2017, I may like to get back into that type of lifestyle again. You never know.
Kate Roberts, I've been a huge fan of yours over the years. I think you're absolutely amazing. Thank you so much for the memories. I want to wish you all the best on this next chapter on your journey. I think you've been an incredible ambassador for South African sport. Thank you for everything you've done for triathlon and South African sport in general. And I want to wish you well.
Thanks, Brad. Thank you so much for your great support of me, and to everyone that supported me over the years. I've been so lucky to have so many people support me, and I've just been so lucky, and I'm just so grateful for everyone that played their part in my journey and supported me. And it wasn't easy, but you guys made it so much easier for me, and I'm just so grateful for everyone, all the friends, the family, the coaches, everyone that just played their part, to get me to be the best athlete that I can be. I really appreciate it from the bottom of my heart.
She is amazing, man. I'm a huge fan. Massive, massive respect. Kate Roberts, thank you for taking the time to chat to us today, and thank you for everything you've done for triathlon in South Africa and what you'll continue to do. I'm sure whatever you have got up your sleeve, it's going to be a massive, massive success. Look forward to catching up again soon here on TriTalk SA. Next week, I'm going to be chatting to someone whose voice is probably synonymous with Ironman. We've had him on the show a couple of times before as well. He's recently come back from an incredible, incredible 6 to 8 months in Europe and in North America. Not too much time in North America, but ended up at the Ironman World Champs. I'm talking about Paul Kay.
Dude, I managed to, in Kona at the Hot Corner, there were a couple of Dutch spectators and a handful of South Africans there, and it was really warm. And you're going to have to beep this out when you edit the show, but I meant to say it was warm. Because, when you swear in a foreign language, you can get away with it. And the Dutch spectators nearly fell flat on their face. And the South Africans obviously thought it was really funny.
I'll find out exactly what he's been up to for the last 6 months. He's done some crazy traveling, I can tell you that much. So make sure you download next week's TriTalk SA, where I will catch up with Paul Kay.